The federal government has decided not to list ribbon seals under the Endangered Species Act. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the ice-dependent animals don't face extinction from climate change in the foreseeable future. Conservation groups and at least one biologist are calling the decision disappointing and short-sighted. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Like polar bears, ribbon seals depend on the sea ice for their survival. In the spring, they haul out on ice in the Bering Sea to give birth and fatten their pups. Doug DeMaster is director of the Alaska Fishery Science Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says the ice ribbon seals use is not disappearing at the same rate as the polar bear's habitat.
Ribbon seals, they need sea ice in the spring, but the models suggest that the spring ice conditions aren't going to be detrimental to the point of a risk of extinction or risk of becoming threatened.
Not much is known about ribbon seals. Estimates of their population size are shaky, but the federal government puts their worldwide numbers at about 200,000. And DeMaster says the best science shows the seals don't face a significant threat from global warming.
While the population may go down in terms of it having to work harder to make a living, basically, and not being able to haul out as much, at least from the experts that we've asked and looked at from an agency perspective, the population may go down, but that's different than meeting the criteria to be listed under the Endangered Species Act.
The Center for Biological Diversity filed the original petition to list the species in 2007. Brendan Cummings is the organization's ocean program director. He calls the decision not to list ribbon seals delusional.
I wish I could share the federal government's seeming optimism over its future, but they're either intentionally or negligently ignoring the latest climate scientists that say we're essentially going to be losing the sea ice habitat in the coming decades.
Ribbon seals and polar bears depend on sea ice in different ways. Polar bears use it year-round as a platform to hunt, while ribbon seals use it in the spring for reproduction. But Cummings says despite those differences, the future for both species is bleak.
Even though the ribbon seal is probably equally imperiled as the polar bear, most of America doesn't even know the ribbon seal exists, while they care deeply about the polar bear and its plight. And the fact that the ribbon seal is less well-known is under the radar. The administration was able to simply do what it would have loved to have done with the polar bear, which is deny it protection.
Ribbon seals don't spend any time on land. They leave the sea ice in June after their pups have gained enough weight and pass the rest of the year foraging in the open ocean. Carlton Ray is a professor at the University of Virginia who's been studying the Bering Sea ecosystem for 5 decades. He says he's watched their important ice habitat disappear much earlier than normal in the last 3 years.
The ribbon seal is particularly threatened because of its total dependency on ice and the unlikelihood that it would breed on land. I think the other species may, and I say may, I don't know, but may adapt to land much more easily than ribbon seals will.
And Ray says it doesn't make sense for the federal government to wait until the species has already declined to protect them.
What we're doing right now is taking a big experiment with natural systems, including these seals. We're saying, well, maybe they're not threatened, or maybe it's way in the future. And I'd say that's a dangerous business, because what we ought to be doing is taking some kind of action, whatever it is, right now to protect their environment.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is also considering listing ringed, spotted, and bearded seals under the Endangered Species Act. Doug DeMaster of the agency says those decisions will be made independently.
They use ice very differently than ribbon seals, so people shouldn't confuse this as all the ice seals are going to be covered under this one ribbon seal determination.
The decision on whether to list those species is due next spring. The Center for Biological Diversity will ask the incoming Barack Obama administration to overturn the ribbon seal decision. If that doesn't happen, the organization is confident it can win a reversal in court. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.